Well, we have a bunch of guests joining us here in studio today. Peggy Hansen's fifth grade class at Lewis Elementary has been working hard on understanding all of this stuff that we hear about so much every day. It's political season. It's election time. And they're taking the opportunity here to take advantage of what's going on, learn a little bit about it. And Peggy's brought some of her students in with her today, too. Peggy, good morning. Thanks for coming by.
Good morning.
Thanks. Appreciate it a lot.
Thanks for having us.
When did this start? When did you start really working on this?
Actually, most of the first quarter, we've been working on at least the history of government in our country. And after we learned the basics of, you know, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and how the political parties got started, then we've kind of turned it into the campaign and trying to figure out what all these ads and debates and things we see on TV and just become a little more informed about what's going on and them learning what they need to know as they get to be voting age and how to find out information.
You know, it would seem like it would be a tough task for some of us because you're working with fifth graders. Although they're getting smarter by the day, some of this stuff can be pretty complicated, and you wonder how much they can really understand.
We've been fortunate. We have found some good websites that are written at a language the kids can understand. I have to say that sometimes it helps me understand a little bit better, too, because, that's what they mean by that. But we found some good material, and they're dug right in, and they are catching up, and they know material there. So, yeah. You know, I said that it's important for them to kind of make their own decisions too, and it not just be, well, my parents vote for this person and I need to do that, to just become well informed.
Well, maybe these guys can educate some of the candidates, because sometimes I wonder if they understand the whole process too. That was too easy. Is this something you do every year, or are you taking advantage of the opportunity now with this election going on?
The election part is kind of an every 4 year kind of thing. The government and those things is a regular fifth grade curriculum piece. So it's just added on that, you know, you got to teach for the moment, and these are the things that are happening now. And so, you know, every 4 years, we really kind of dig into what we can with the presidential candidates anyway.
That's a good opportunity. Take advantage of it. Very good. Well, Peggy brought some of her students in, too, and we're going to hear from some of them this morning. We can't have everybody on the air for the interview. That would be a little tough, but we did bring in some that were handpicked to represent the rest of the students here as well. We have Cammy Howell with us, and also Courtney Dorsher and Derek Mueller. Derek, let me start with you. I'm looking at you across the table here. What do you think so far? What are you learning about the political process from doing this?
Well, my group was trying to gather information about Election Day, and so far we've just, you know, been looking on websites, finding information, how to register to vote, something, stuff like that.
Really starting from the beginning?
Mm-hmm.
Are you learning about slogans and things, too?
Not
so much?
No.
Because there's a lot of cool political slogans over the years. Are you interested in this? Would you have been interested in this otherwise if you hadn't had this opportunity in class?
Oh, definitely. This has been fun, interesting to learn about political parties, like, you know, how to register, when to register, and, you know, just to learn about the candidates.
Kind of stinks that you're only in fifth grade, though. How old are you?
10.
You're 10, so you can't vote for a while yet. You got a couple of more presidential elections before you get your chance. Do you think you'll still be interested when that time comes?
Oh, definitely. This is interesting just to learn about it at this age, and tons of years from now, I'm still going to be interested in all of this stuff.
Yeah, Derek, is there one thing in particular that did you guys each take some sort of a section of what's going on? Is there something that you're kind of specializing in through this?
Yes. Cameron's down there. She is working on Electoral College and something I can't remember. Courtney's working on something. Okay. And I'm working on Election Day, so every group had a specific assignment to work on.
Okay, so you got Election Day. So your important day is coming up pretty quick.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Courtney, let's talk a little bit to Courtney now. What is your specialty? What are you focusing on?
We are focusing on, like, duty as a citizen. Like, it's your duty to, like, elect and... It's like a privilege. And another thing we're working on is like absentee voting. So like you can get ballots and stuff to send into like an auditor's office. And so with that, it's kind of a fun opportunity to do that stuff. And I think it's cool how it's our it's like a privilege, and it's our duty to do this, and I think it's really fun.
You know, it wasn't too many years ago that it was kind of like school. Absentee balloting meant you had to come in kind of with an excuse as to why you wouldn't be available on election day so you could vote ahead of time. But they don't do that anymore. Now anybody can vote early, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
A lot of people do, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Yeah, there are an awful lot of folks that vote early. Do you know about how many people will vote? Do you know what the percentage of people who are registered actually show up to vote in an election?
No. I think it's just a whole lot of people in the United States vote. I don't know the percentage of it, though.
Well, you know what? Here's a hint for you. If it's less than 100, not enough, right? Yeah. Because you said earlier, voting is a privilege, right?
Mm-hmm.
So folks should take advantage of that. How does it make you feel when folks don't bother to vote?
I think it's kind of wrong, because if you have a privilege, you should take that privilege. And then, like, when you, when you get older,
like me, huh?
And then when you get older, then you won't have that privilege of when you, aren't able to do it, so.
Mm-hmm. Well,
So I think that it's, wrong if they don't take that privilege.
Very good. And did you do a lot of studying and a lot of research to figure all this stuff out, look at all the numbers?
Yeah, we looked in a newspaper about absentee voting, and then there was, stuff on the computer. And then we looked in our social studies book, too. So it was pretty fun.
Did an awful lot of work there. Okay, well, for you, too, it's probably about two more election cycles before you'll get to vote for president for the first time. You'll still be interested then?
Mm-hmm. I think I would be interested. I think it'd be cool to actually try running for it. I think that would be cool, but then at the same time, I'd be like, I'm not doing that because I can't do with, a whole lot of speeches and stuff, especially in front of the whole wide world.
You will amaze yourself as you get older. Believe me, you'll be amazed at how far you've come from where you were. Remember these days, because you'll be a lot different by the time you get that age. Very good. Cammy, talk about what you're involved in. What part are you doing?
The Electoral College and the popular vote.
So you understand all this stuff about the Electoral College?
Yes.
Teach me. What's it about?
Well, it's a system you go through for voting, because once you vote, it doesn't go straight to the voting box to know. It goes to, the House of Representatives people and stuff. So you would just send there, and then that comes into the popular vote. The popular vote is what the people want, instead of what, the House of Representatives, the Senate, the government want.
The delegates.
Mm-hmm. The delegates want. So you would kind of need, that's what the popular vote is. And so once you go, the House of Representatives, they, want to know, they decide what the candidate they want. So then they pick their candidate, and then you have to have at least 270 electoral votes to win your state's government thing. And that there's six in our state. And it depends on the popularity of the state to know how much House of Representative and electoral you get.
Cammy just dealt with a whole lot of stuff and some numbers and facts there, and she was 100% right, and she did it. I want you to know at home, she did it all off the top of her head. She didn't have notes in front of her to work through. She wasn't reading that. That's a very good job. You've really done your homework there.
Thanks.
Yeah, so when folks go to the voting booth, or if they vote early, as Courtney has educated us about, we're not actually voting for president, are we? We're voting our intention, and then it's the delegates to the Electoral College that will follow through on those intentions,
yes.
Correct?
Yes.
So you figured all that out. Good, because a lot of folks still don't understand that. Because we're not a democracy.
Yeah.
You know, folks like to refer to America as a democracy, and we're not a democracy. We're a representative democracy. You can't have a vote of 350 million people every time an issue comes up. We elect people to represent our views, and that's what they do. So that's where the Electoral College comes in, right?
Yes.
Is it a good system? Some folks are saying we should get rid of it and go to a popular vote. What do you think? Have you formed an opinion on that at all?
Well, I think it's not fair, but it's right. You shouldn't The people might not do the research and they just might pick a president because they're just trying to make the other president look bad. So the other people do their research and they have more information than you probably have. So I think it's a good system.
I'm really frightened now. The children know more about the process than a lot of the adults I run into. Very good. Well, you guys have done a whale of a job here this year. I appreciate you coming in. Keep working hard. Are you guys going to keep working hard on this right up to Election Day?
Yes.
We're having a mock election next Tuesday because of a website that we're connected with, but we'll have our whole school vote, and so then we will find out what our building would choose for a president. And then we're also connected with a website that is doing it nationwide that will put all of the school children that signed up in this website and put it into the Electoral College and the whole works. So we're going to be doing that next Tuesday. And we've also been working on posters for each candidate to compare issues that we took four of the major issues, and instead of them campaigning for one or the other, they had to look into how both candidates feel about those issues. So they've been working on those too, and they've got a lot of information about these candidates that have, you know, I think shown they have really done their research and have made some wise decisions when they're talking about their candidates. So it'll be interesting to see how our vote goes.
Wow, I can't believe how much you guys have done it. We could go on here for another hour or so, but we just don't have the time because I want you guys to tell me about the issues. But the most important thing is what? On November 6th, everybody should make sure they go out and do what?
Vote.
All right, very good. Well, Cammie, Courtney, Derek, Mrs. Hansen, thank you all for coming in. Appreciate it very much. Thanks for the school lesson today.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.